When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Always great to have your calls and your texts coming through. Always great to have so many texts on that 40 Winks temper text 0433 98 11 16. Keep them coming through. A great night's sleep, night after night after night. That is the difference. The difference is temper, T-E-M-P-U-R. You can Google the whole temper range, or you can check them out at your local 40 Winks. LIV Golf returns to Adelaide this weekend after... It's been amazing the last couple of years watching golf, see it transform. And SEN's going to be there, by the way, at Grange with Pat Welsh. Miles Fitzner's going to be in there. Nicky Dowsado's going to be there. Matt Rogers will be leading the coverage as well on the SEN app and SEN Fanatic. So you'll have plenty of opportunities to listen to it through the app from Friday live. Grange Golf Course, could not get a better course in Australia, one of the best in the world. And Lucas Herbert, who's jumped to the LIV train, has been good enough to join us. Welcome to you, Lucas. Great to have you on.
Thanks, mate. Good to be on.
It's nice to have you on. It's a pretty exciting time to be talking golf. I know there's been all this kerfuffle over the past 2 years, what's right, what's wrong, but it seems like it has changed golf for the better.
Yeah, I guess we're in a bit of a tricky phase at the moment. Obviously, we'd love to be playing against the best players in the world as a holistic idea a little more often, but... a little bit of competition and shaking the whole environment up has definitely been good for the game. I think eventually in the long run it will be good. And it's sort of nice to be in the environment and watch all the moving parts happen right in front of me.
So when you were growing up, obviously golf was pretty settled in what it was, the US PGA Tour, the European Tour. You had your tours here through Asia and the different parts of Australia's tour that you played in, obviously. But could you have dreamt in your wildest dreams that it would be shaken up this big?
No, I think even 5 years ago, mate, it would have been a bit of a pipe dream to think this was possible. So, very, very cool to be a part of and sort of get to participate in that changing of the environment within the golf industry. Even just presenting a new product to the Australian golfing public and keep them entertained in a different way to what they're probably used to.
And as a golfer, you always knew golf was cool, but it seems like now, all of a sudden, golf does feel like it's one of those events that is cool to go to, regardless of your age. You can go there and party, and the Adelaide, well, let's face it, Grange is going to be rocking.
Yeah, it's definitely the must-do thing in town this weekend here in Adelaide, for sure. And it's good to see a much younger demographic being involved, obviously, like you said, in the golfing industry, in the golfing events as well, trying to reshape golf a little bit and make it fun and enjoyable and cool. So, definitely get down here if you can to Adelaide this weekend, because there's a lot going on. Not only on the golf course, we've got plenty happening outside that and around the venue.
So you grew up in Bendigo. So give me your thoughts on what it feels like for those people who haven't been, because is it like a spring carnival event? You've been to plenty of spring carnivals. You've probably been to some F1 Grand Prix. What's it feel like if you can to compare it to something?
Yeah, I think we probably take a little bit on of the Formula One kind of model, I guess, of how things go and maybe that kind of progression of events throughout the week for sort of non-golfing fans that maybe watch a little bit of F1. That's probably more of the model that we go off. It's just a nice buzz around the place. Obviously, probably a similar kind of layout too to a Formula One event in the way of, you're not going to be able to sit in one seat and be able to watch the entire contest go on. You're going to have to move around and watch different areas of the property to catch all the action that's going on. If you do want to sit in one seat, the watering hole, the 12th, is probably your best bet. Great vibe about the place. The music's always pumping. There's always lots of good stuff, lots of fun stuff happening around in the fan village and everything like that. So, it's a very good demographic now, much younger demographic that we're getting in to attract to the game. And, everyone that comes through the gate seems to have a lot of fun.
And you like meeting the fans. You seem like you're one of those guys who probably grew up you know, idolising golfers and seeing them over the other side of the rope, they didn't feel like they were touching distance away. They felt like sometimes they're miles away, but they're touching distance now, the fans, and you do get a chance to interact with them.
Yeah, it's good when you see so many kids out there watching the game as well. You know, if you can go and sign their hat or say hello, take a photo with them. You know, I remember when I was a kid what that felt like and how much that would make, you know, make my day at these events, being able to get up so close to these guys and talk with them. You know, if I feel like I can do that for the other kids that come out here, it's pretty satisfying and it makes us feel like, you know, what we do week in, week out, you know, really has a positive impact on the world, the local community, you know, something outside of just us.
You're a Dogs fan as well. You went down and helped them out with their goal kicking and they responded. Lucas, let's give you some credit for that.
Mate, Brad Johnson's done an entire pre-season with him and I went there for 10 minutes, so I don't think I can take too much credit for it. But it was very fun to go down there and be a part of the process and watch them for a day and just see how they go about things, you know, see what I could learn from the way they do things and how they do processes and the way they sort of plan for all their games and everything like that. It was very cool, you know, very cool to be a part of all that. And you know, if I did help them at all, that again, that was pretty satisfying to sort of feel like it was just good to see them kick the way they did in that Thursday night game against St Kilda, regardless of whether I had anything to do with it, because I think they've been working really hard on things over the off season.
Yeah, but tell us the truth. You were sitting there watching that game, hanging on every kick of goal, weren't you?
I definitely was watching, more as a fan than as any kind of employee. But yeah, like I said, mate, they work really hard down there. They're very switched on to what they're doing. I don't think it was much to do with me turning up at the kennel for the day.
Well, talk us through, because it is kind of the same. You're thinking of something mentally while you're doing something mechanically. So talk us through the things that are the same when it comes to goal kicking and putting, because you are one of the best in the game.
Yeah, I think it's just the conversation that you have, you know, with yourself in your head, as you sort of preparing to hit the putt or the shot or, you know, kick the goal, whatever the whatever it is you're about to do. It's just that you know, that process that you work through to try and get yourself calm and prep for what you're about to do, and then yeah, just sticking to your routine as much as possible and feeling like it's, you know, as free flowing as it can be, and you know, you're not sort of getting in your own way and letting any anxiety that doesn't need to get involved get involved.
You say sticking to your routine, which I understand mechanically, but it's also sticking to the same mental routine, is it?
Yeah, as much as you can. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of shots that present different challenges. So just being able to go about them and process them, you know, essentially the same way and not give any shot more or less credit than what it deserves and what it should get. You know, they're sort of the most important things. And yeah, just making sure, obviously, when you step up to hit the shot that you know, you're very, very prepared for what you're about to do and very aware that, you know, you're accepting of whatever the consequences are of either pulling it off or not pulling it off.
And where are you grand final day, just for the record? Do you know what your program is?
I haven't thought that far ahead yet, mate. But if we're in America, I'm sure we'll be sat in front of a TV somewhere enjoying, you know, it'll be five in the morning, I'd imagine, or some sort of early hour of the morning. So probably a mimosa at that stage if we're going to drink early. But I'd say we might bust out a pack of the Tim Tams as well for the occasion.
They might fly you home for the Thursday night goal kicking session and then fly you back again. Lucas, you're going that well. Great to have a chat, dear. Hey, good luck. What's on your agenda today? Are you getting out on the... You got a practice round coming up? Are you got a meet and greet in the city of Adelaide? Are you just going to hang around the putting greens at Grange?
Yeah, so we've got the Pro-Am today. So I'll play that and obviously just get as much done, as much prep as I can done, you know, for the week. Obviously, a good challenge here at the Grange Golf Club this week, so you've got to be sharp on all parts of your game. So just try and, yeah, make sure we get locked into them and sharpen everything up so it's ready to go come Friday.
Great to have a chat to you, Lucas. So who are you playing with in the Pro-Am? I think you and I played in the Pro-Am. I think it either the Masters or the Open might have been, trying to think of where it was. It might have even been Huntingdale years and years ago. The idiot with the ping eye twos. But do you know who you're playing with? How's that go normally when you get out there? You'd be playing with some dignitaries these days. Does the Premier get out there and hit a ball? What's he do?
Oh, I think if the Premier had any sort of say, I reckon he might have gotten Cam today. So I'm not 100% sure who we've got today. But yeah, we are quite lucky in the Primes in Oz. We've got a nice golfing community, so usually we get a few cross sport guys that can come across, whether it be cricketers or footballers or something. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure who I've got. I haven't seen a draw yet, so I'm sure either way it'll be a lot of fun.
Have a bit of fun, Lucas. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me.
Cool, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Lucas Herbert, Australian LIV golf star, and you'll hear it all on SEN. Paddy Welsh, Miles Fitzner, Nick Dowsett is going to be part of the coverage as well. You can catch it on the SEN app or SEN Fanatic from Friday, live from Grain. So 11:30 a.m. Friday, right across the weekend on SEN Fanatic and the SEN app. Back after the break.